USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Days before longtime Republican operative Roger Stone was to report to federal prison, President Trump commuted his sentence. Stone was convicted last fall of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice during the Mueller investigation. He was sentenced to just more than 3 years in prison. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said Stone was a victim of the Russia hoax. She added Stone has already suffered greatly and is now a free man. Seoul, South Korea, mourning the death of that city's mayor, Park Won-soon, presumably by suicide. The New York Times reports the mayor died a day after one of his secretaries went to police and accused him of sexual harassment. He was believed to be a successor to South Korean President Moon Jae-in, whose term ends in 2022. On Wall Street, the Dow finished up 369 points on Friday, the S&P 500 up nearly 33. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We are hearing the thoughts of one Trump administration official on what should be in the next round of coronavirus relief. USA Radio's Tim Berg was listening and brings us the details.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says a second round of stimulus checks should be included in a new coronavirus relief package. Mnuchin also tells CNBC regarding unemployment insurance being extended again, he doesn't want to see folks get more than they would get if they were working.
You can assume that it'll be no more than 100%. So, yes, we want to incent people to go back to work. And even at 100%, if people have jobs, we want them to go back to work. So enhanced unemployment is intended for people who don't have jobs, and particularly industries that are harder to rebound. So we will not be doing it in the same way. And we're in a dramatically different situation. Many businesses are open. Many businesses want to hire more people today.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend is hoping to be released from prison due to the coronavirus while she awaits trial. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Lawyers for Ghislaine Maxwell, the British socialite who was the girlfriend of sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, are arguing she be released from lockup due to health risks stemming from COVID-19. Maxwell was arrested on July 2nd in New Hampshire on charges she conspired with Epstein to sexually abuse minors and then lied to prosecutors about it. Maxwell's lawyers filed a memo with the court opposing the government's motion for detention. They claim health risks associated with COVID and a $5 million bond should be enough to let Maxwell wait out her trial at her home. If convicted, she would face 35 years minimum in prison.
USA Radio's John Hunt. What's left of the Palace of Auburn Hills outside of Detroit is scheduled to be demolished this morning. The former home of the Detroit Pistons has been closed since 2017. Demolition began last December. Television station WDIV reports much of the arena has already been gutted. All that remains is a roof and supportive structure. The Pistons and the NHL Red Wings now play at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. A pair of high school sophomores in Frisco, Texas, created a fundraiser to buy gift cards for frontline workers. Tanya Sayuge tells KTVT they wanted to honor them.
Every morning we watch the news and I see how much time and effort that people put into their jobs.
Frisco Mayor Jeff Cheney gave them an email shout-out. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.